Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So picture this. You're looking at a person who looks like, what do they say these days? They're living their best life, you know, the Instagram life, surfing, traveling. It looks like everything is just perfect, living the dream. But underneath it all, there's a void. There's a sense of loss, a sense of longing and searching for something. Well, that's a little bit about my next guest story that he's going to share with us. It's great to have with us in studio, surfer John McCarthy. John, it's great to have you with us ahead of your chat and your testimony sharing at the Hope Ireland event in the Convention Centre. But we're going to go back a little bit to that time when, like I said, you know, you're a young guy, you're surfing, you were winning all these competitions, that surfer life, enjoying yourself on the surface, right? But what was happening underneath all of that?
Well, Wendy, it's great to be here on Spirit Radio. Great to come into the studio. And yeah, absolutely. On the external, it seemed like I had a lot going and things were cruisy. But in the secret place of the heart, there's a loneliness, you know. There's a deep loneliness, that there's a cry for, like, you know, what's life about? You know, why am I here? Is there hope for my future? How do I deal with my past? And so, the heart does long for meaning and truth and answers. And for myself, some people come to that when life absolutely falls apart. But for me, life was good.
It's the opposite way you're going.
I've
kind of got on the surface, what I've been looking for. Surfing is my passion. Here I am surfing, I'm winning competitions, I'm with my friends, but you're still not satisfied.
Yeah, and so for myself, I bought a book on world religions, started reading about them all, started reading about Jesus. Love the fact that Jesus came to not be served, but to serve and to give his life. And so bought a Bible, went back to church, tried to be good, and that was the start of my journey towards Jesus. Yeah.
So what happened next? Because I think for a lot of people, John, they can have an experience. They go, I know that there's a God-shaped hell, I'm searching.
Yeah.
And then they kind of start that walk, and it's a juxtaposition of, on the one hand, being pulled towards God.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, kind of running away at the same time, because we're afraid, or we think that we have to, before we truly understand that relationship with God, we think we have to give up a lot, when really, as we obviously enter that relationship, we realize it's the opposite. Was that your experience, that kind of tug of war?
Yeah, I was definitely interested in God. I was pointing towards God. I wanted to know facts. There was a book called Case for Christ, which went through all the historic evidence, you know, like, can we rely on the Bible and stuff like that. So I went through that stuff because I have an engineering mind. So I wanted to know answers. But from there, I guess life, on this cozy journey I was on towards God, life came to a squeeze. Now, I got stuck in Santry this morning in the traffic, and it was a squeeze, and it was uncomfortable. But life became uncomfortable. And at that point, I guess I came to the stage, you know, the Christian message is good news, that the world has a savior. His name is Jesus. And so up until that point, I thought, like, yeah, you know, I'm a good person, but ultimately, I came to the stage where, no, I'm a sinner and I need a savior. And so that's when I responded. I got prepared to hear the message and to receive it. Because as you said, Wendy, we go towards God, but we also reject God. We reject God's wisdom, God's purity, God's way, and God's word, the Bible, because we think we can do it better by ourselves. But no, I came to the end of myself and I just said, I need Jesus. But when I did surrender, that's when I came into life of meaning and fulfillment.
It's, I think, encouraging as well, John, for people listening to know that it's not about giving up our passions. It's about channeling them and making sure God's at the center of them. Because, you know, you had one lifestyle where you were surfing and kind of away from God, but you've still been able to live out your passion and put God at the heart of it. I love footage of you where you're surfing through this ginormous wave. I mean, it just makes my stomach clench looking at the size of the thing, with a big smile on your face, pointing to the sky. You know, you've it's like you made it through the wave and you're going, thank God, and you're pointing to him. So you've been able to keep that passion and put God at the center of it. You don't have to give up, in other words, those passions that God wants us to be happy with.
Yeah, and like, you know, Jesus said the number one commandment is love God with all your heart, your soul, strength, and your mind. Once God, it's like any relationship, once it's a love relationship of the heart and you love the Lord, the Lord does turn around to us then. He goes like, you know, I've given you gifts, go and use them. And so for myself, you know, I vlog on YouTube, I surf big waves. It's called Cliffs of Hope. And I point to God and, you know, and I'll openly, 10 minutes into the vlog, I'll just talk about Jesus. So it is, you know, God has given each of us gifts. Every single person listening has gift and, you know, has these different things, different attributes about them that we can use to glorify God. So that's what I do with my surfing. I point to Jesus, I glorify God, and also with my talking, I share some truths from the Bible. And so that's the ultimate thing, Wendy, is to use your gifts to glorify God. That is living life to the full. And so previously I lived life for myself, and that is not life to the full, you know?
And what's better, living for yourself or living for God?
Well, living for yourself is ultimately, you know, it's ultimately, you know, it's sad and miserable and lonely. But living for God, God brings us into family and community and relationships, great relationships. And I'm here with my daughter, Rebecca, here today, and we're hanging out in Spirit Radio and we're chatting to you about Jesus. So it's rich, you know.
What do you say to somebody, John, who maybe identifies with your journey, and but they're at that point of, I want to know God, I'm not happy, I know there's a God-shaped hell, but I don't know how to go deeper. I don't know how to take that next step, because that's the bit that requires a lot of courage, where you're really saying, okay, I'm jumping in here. I'm going to call myself a Christian.
Yeah, that's right. And ultimately, it comes down to trust. It, you know, Jesus said, believe. And it believe in him. And so ultimately, it's about getting to know that person. It's not about a religion. It's about a person. And as you get to know that person, you read the scriptures, you read the gospels, you get to know him, and you just say, Lord, you know, as Doubting Thomas said, be my Lord and my God, you know, and that's where I came to. And so it is a trust issue, and the Lord wants us to get to know him. We do that. Just read the scriptures, read the gospels. There's four beautiful biographies about the most beautiful person who ever lived. You'd be crazy not to read them. And you just start there and you just say to him, Lord, I want to know you. And John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, that you know God and that you know the one he sent, to know Jesus. And so it is about a relationship, getting to know him. And Wendy, for 17 years, I've been walking in this relationship, knowing him. And when you've been loved unconditionally for 17 years, your life flourishes, you know what I mean? And so that's what it's about. Yeah, it's about Jesus.
It's that sense of unconditional love that is a game changer. Well, I have been chatting to John McCarthy. You can connect up with John through Cliffs of Hope. Check out some of his fantastic vlogs there. Hey, and if you're ever in La Hinch and you want to try surfing, you've got the surf school there as well. And tonight, John is going to be speaking, sharing his testimony at the Hope Ireland event at the Convention Centre in Dublin. I know that all the tickets are gone, but they are creating an overflow, and it's going to be streamed online, all that sort of stuff. You can find all the details at hopeireland.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.